This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Obamacare subsidies end. Millions drop coverage as premiums surge 25% in 2024. Editorially reviewed by Profar, Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The expiration of Enhanced Affordable Care Act subsidies at the end of 2023 has forced millions of Americans to cancel their health insurance coverage as premiums became unaffordable, according to KFF Health News reporting from across multiple states. Key takeaways: enhanced ACA subsidies expired December 31, 2023, after congressional Republicans blocked extension. Premium increases of 25% or more have forced families to drop coverage entirely. The policy reversal affects middle-income families earning too much for traditional Medicaid, but too little for unsubsidized marketplace plans. 25% average premium increase faced by ACA marketplace enrollees after subsidies expired. ACA coverage loss after subsidy expiration. Families dropping coverage by income level 22,4250, 400%. FPL 78,200, 250%. FPL 65 and 52 fail 45%. Source: KF Health News Analysis, 2024. Georgian Medical Journal News. Congressional action triggers coverage crisis. The enhanced premium tax credits, originally enacted as part of the American Rescue Plan Act in 2021, were designed to make ACA marketplace plans more affordable for middle-income families. When congressional Republicans blocked the extension of these subsidies, families across income brackets found themselves facing dramatically higher premiums. According to Kaiser Family Foundation analysis, the subsidy expiration particularly impacts families earning between 200 to 400% of the federal poverty level, too much to qualify for Medicaid expansion, but insufficient to comfortably afford unsubsidized marketplace premiums. Real families face impossible choices. North Carolina resident families interviewed by KFF Health News described monthly premium increases from $200 to over $800 after the subsidies ended. These dramatic cost increases have forced many to choose between health insurance and other essential expenses like housing and food. The coverage gaps disproportionately affect vulnerable populations, including families with chronic conditions who require regular medical care. Healthcare providers report seeing increased numbers of uninsured patients seeking emergency care for conditions that could have been managed with routine preventive services. Premium increases of 25% or more have created a new category of health insurance refugees, families who can no longer afford coverage despite having stable employment and middle-class incomes. KFF Health News Analysis, KF Health News, 2024. Healthcare system strain intensifies. Hospital systems and community health centers report increased financial strain as more patients present without insurance coverage. The American Hospital Association estimates that uncompensated care costs will rise substantially in 2024 as newly uninsured patients seek emergency services. Healthcare policy experts warn that the coverage losses could reverse gains made in reducing the uninsured rate since the ACA's implementation. The policy reversal particularly affects states that did not expand Medicaid, creating larger coverage gaps for low and moderate income families. What this means for patients: families should explore all available options, including short-term plans, healthcare sharing ministries, or community health center sliding scale programs, while advocating for subsidy restoration. For clinicians, healthcare providers should prepare for increased uninsured patient volumes and consider expanding charity care programs or payment assistance options. For policymakers, the coverage crisis demonstrates the critical importance of sustained funding for healthcare affordability programs and may influence upcoming legislative debates on ACA improvements. Frequently asked questions: what were the enhanced ACA subsidies? The enhanced subsidies, enacted in 2021, expanded premium tax credits to make marketplace plans more affordable for families earning up to 400% of the federal poverty level. They significantly reduced monthly premiums for millions of enrollees. Why did the subsidies expire? congressional Republicans blocked the extension of enhanced subsidies when they expired December 31, 2023. The subsidies required legislative renewal, which did not occur despite advocacy from healthcare organizations. Are there alternatives for families who lost coverage? Options include employer-sponsored insurance if available, short-term health plans, healthcare sharing ministries, or seeking care at community health centers with sliding scale fees based on income. The subsidy expiration represents a significant policy reversal that could have lasting implications for American healthcare access. As families navigate new coverage challenges, the debate over healthcare affordability continues to intensify ahead of upcoming legislative sessions. Source: they're uninsured after Obamacare became too costly, and they're far from alone.